if you're looking for some distraction and a bit of lighthearted entertainment, this is for you. Now, I'm sure you've been there. I was scrolling through Instagram. A suggested reel came up on my screen. It was this guy. He looked probably like in his late 20s. He was sitting in front of his car and he was just talking on the phone, talking like to the phone to camera. And the caption on the video read, "Shopping in Australia summed up." And I thought, look, I've shopped in Australia. I'm willing to invest 1 minute of my time to kind of see what this video has got to say. Oh my God, can I tell you, one video turned into all the videos. It was the best laughing session I have had in such a long time. Now, Rashid, or better known as Teddy on his TikTok and Instagram, his handle is Tedsthetics, is the legend behind these hilarious videos, and he joins us this morning. Oh my God, Rashid, how are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. How about yourself?
I am well. How did this all start? Because you recently just hit 1 million views on TikTok on one of your videos.
Yes, so I think it's the second video that's hit 1 million views. So I think the first one was the one that you just spoke about, which was the shopping.
Oh, yes.
And okay. Yeah, so that was the initial big video, I guess, that reached everyone. And the second one recently was about the Olympics.
Oh, yes, the equestrian dancing to Centrelink music.
Yes, that's the one.
Okay, how did it all start?
Look, to be completely honest with you, it's just, like, with videos, they're very, like, observational humour. So I guess it's one of those things where I'll have conversations with people, and then I'm, you know, like, obviously it's just funny, like, funny stuff, typical conversation. One day I just decided to record it onto video, and I uploaded it on Instagram and TikTok, obviously, with the platforms being pretty big on video now. And, yeah, just blew up from there. But, yeah, I just feel like sometimes I go through experiences where I'm just like, surely this is not just happening to me. So, for example, like the shopping one, like you said, you shop in Australia, so do I. So I think the internet's missing a bit of humour that brings us all together instead of with everything going on that puts us, you know, like against each other. This is something that put us all together. So I guess shopping is one of them.
Oh my God, that is so, you're so right. Like that shared experience, and that, I mean, your the tagline that I've noticed at the moment is like, "And you can't change my mind." And it's so true, right? Like, we have all been there, and we all have that experience. And no, you can't change my mind that this is going to be any different. Or like, so there's like, you know, getting a house in Australia, like gym pet peeves. What did your wife say when it started to go a bit crazy?
She was very supportive, of course. I always tell her she's my executive producer. So whenever I do have an experience, I'll go home and I'll be like, "Hey, does this happen to you?" She's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "All right, cool. That means it's a universal experience." So yeah, she's lucky for me. She's very supportive, and yeah, like I said, she's my executive producer. So if it's happening to me, it's happening to her, then it's most likely happening to all of us.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Has anyone approached you for, like, collabs or, like, product placements?
Yeah. Oh, of course, there's a few, like, companies that have reached out, but, like, nothing that's really aligned with who I am as a person. I'm very fortunate that, you know, like, I'm not in a, like, this is not my only thing that I do. You know,
yeah, this is not your day job. Like, this
pretty
is,
much, yeah. it's not the only thing that pays, like, or, you know, that has to pay my bills.
Yeah.
Lucky for me, you know, I'm still working and everything, and I just do this for pure enjoyment and to bring the joy and good vibes, especially with the lockdowns going on all over Australia at the moment. I just, you know, want to spread the good energy and, you know, keep everyone laughing and just remember the good times as well.
Yes. Oh my God, that is so true. And one last question before I let you go. Like, have your friends wanted to, like, have any kind of cameos in your videos?
Oh, look, you know, I've had a few friends that sort of like, "Hey, I've got a very good idea, you know, like, or like, work on it together." And I'm like, "Yeah, all right, cool." And then like, it'll either like fizzle out into something that was just a good idea and like never really, you know, become something.
Yeah.
And there are a few friends that are like, "Oh, you know, if you need that extra or if you need that actor." But like, I think at the moment I'll just keep it in my car. And then hopefully when I do venture out into acting, I'll probably bring in a few friends.
Oh my God, I love it. Also, yeah, like, what's next? I mean, you've got all these awesome video ideas, you said, like, of like content and topics. But what does the future look like for you?
Ah, look, to be honest, my guess is as good as yours. With everything going on at the moment, I genuinely do not know. I hope to venture out into stand-up comedy in the future. You know, the goal is to probably travel nationally and perform. But for now, I'm just really enjoying the whole content creation online and, you know, spreading the good energy. And I guess practice makes perfect. So if I can do it in my car, hopefully one day I can do it in front of, you know, 1,000 people.
Oh, my God.
That's a good number.
For sure. For sure. Rashid, you know, if you come to Sydney, you need to let us know. You need to absolutely let us know.
Oh, for sure. And I'll put this on record. You'll definitely be front row.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. I'm totally recording this. My husband is going to die because we love you.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely both of you front row. Got to be there.
Yes. Oh, my God, Rishi.
Sure,
yeah. Well, hey, you keep spreading the laughs because you are so right. It does unite us and we do all need a laugh. And, hey, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.